This is Ag Markets More. I'm Jeff Pope.
I'm Bob Bragg.
Hey, Bob. We're going to talk about poultry, chicken farms, or actually backyard chicken operations, which we see a lot more of around the Four Corners as different municipalities have allowed that to happen in our region. And beyond the benefits of just having great fresh eggs or being able, in my case, to go borrow a few eggs you know, when you run out from neighbors, there's some new research that shows that there's even better more benefit.
Yeah, Patricia Biggs is a flock nutritionist with Purina Animal Health Nutrition. She says another benefit is chicken therapy. That's we think about chicken soup being therapy, but they can make good therapy animals because they're calming to watch. And if anyone who has chickens probably has sat out there and watched them as they scratch around, and they're fun to watch, and as they watch for bugs flying in and they home in on them, and they also, of course, reward us with fresh eggs. And but she brings out a story about a six-year-old boy who was assisting with his parents' chicken flock. And he has autism, and what that flock did for him was he learned how to feed the hens and fill up their waters and he could tell which hen laid which egg as he collected them. So after he finished caring for these hens, he liked to read to them. So his mother said she's noticed a marked difference in her son due to that bond she's formed with these chickens.
Huh.
So we think about, as we get modernized, that oftentimes we take animals out of the equation when it comes to children and adults having a connection. And I think this shows that there is really a benefit in having that connection with an animal that doesn't talk back and doesn't complain too much. And the thing is that the backyard flocks are sometimes taken to task because they are possibly a problem with avian flu or whatever.
Right.
But in reality, there hasn't been the backyard flocks here in the United States that have created any problems. It's been the large operations that have had that issue.
Yeah, more of the confined operations. I think we also often think about therapy animals or even, less even called therapy, but animals as beneficial as often cats and dogs. And so it's great to hear that there's some other folks looking at the other benefits of barnyard animals. As they are coming more and more into our lives, it's really cool.
I think it is. And it's, it's one of those things that kind of takes you back to nature, because with a dog or cat, they're fairly domesticated, but chickens are a little lower on that totem pole as far as being domesticated, and so they have some of the same traits that wild birds have.
That's Ag Markets and More. Thanks, Bob. You can find this and all of our programs at ksjd.org.